So we're at the Summer Improv Blast, session 6. This is tempos. And why is it that jam sessions often are in medium to slow medium range and nothing else? Like, why do you think? So if they haven't rehearsed the songs, then what? Is slower easier? Is that what you mean? Feeling their way through, then having a slower tempo gives them more time to do that. That makes sense. What else? Just simply can't play fast? Like, what do you mean by that? Like, you can't play, technique. Okay. All right, technique. That's another one. What else? All right. So you're saying those tempos are conducive for dancing?
And singers, too. They probably can't sing.
All right. And singers. What if people like to do the, what, I don't know what the fast dances are called, like the jitterbug or something? Like, what are the fast dances called?
Yeah, you can do fast.
So in other words, it's impractical to play above 180 for dancing. That's interesting. I actually didn't know that, so that's interesting. I didn't know, it's interesting how you knew the number. I wouldn't have been able to say that. That's cool. So those are all very, 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 I think very true. And then someone else said it's just a comfort zone thing. Why is it a comfort zone thing? Like, what is, why do you think it's comfortable for people to play in, let's say, like andante or whatever you want to call it, or you know, if we could use actual tempo ranges, you probably know more than me, like actual number, like Ira was saying, you know, they're heart, actually what I was going for was walking, you know, but he said heart rate. My heart rate is 60, so I'm a ballad over here, so I always have slow, and every time the nurse looks at me and I'm like, you know, and so now I got a line for next time. What can I say? I'm a ballad, you know. Yeah, there's a natural human rhythm. So next question, what advantage or advantages could there be in learning to become comfortable at fast and very slow, very fast and very slow tempos? Name one or two, if you think there are any. If there are absolutely none, then we won't do this session, haha. There's control over your instrument. And by that, do you also mean like what David was saying earlier, like technique? Or is that different from technique? So they're related, but how are they different? I'm actually genuinely curious how you define it, trying to like test you or whatever.
No.
So we'll define technique as things you can play, and control as a physical and mental. That's the way I would I interpreted your definition a little bit differently, but it's fine. I would define it as physical and mental, staying in control. Because you could have all the technique in the world and not realize you got off the tempo or something.
True.
And that's a mental thing. So there you go. Good. I like that definition. What else?
True.
Yes. So someone has been making a very important point, saying like when their tempos are extreme, you don't get to do your normal thing, and it automatically stretches your comfort zone. You have to think differently. And so you draw upon resources. And so it basically just becoming comfortable at different tempos enhances your overall musicianship by default, by whatever the word is, like by the next step, you know, by having to do that, you're therefore enhancing your musicianship. Perfect. Someone said versatility. I mean, you know, then you can play anything that anyone throws at you, and you never have to say, you guys go ahead. I'm going to get myself another coffee so I can catch up to you guys. And I better lay off the booze. Anyway, those are all very good, guys. So we're actually going to start this session by listening to a very fast tempo. I remembered that a friend of mine had sent me this version of My Shining Hour by the Bill Charlotte Trio.
What's it called?
My Shining Hour. I gave you a chart. There are no Zoomers tonight, so I don't have to screen share. But I would like for you to follow along with your finger while they're playing. Before we start, I'm actually going to coach you on how to do that. Because it's so fast, I'm warning you, that I recommend just point to each bar, like think in one instead of in four. Let me demonstrate, okay? The thinking in one thing is part of what we're going to cover tonight, so I might as well bring it up now. The tempo of anything is malleable, meaning if it's super fast, you can think super slow. If it's super slow, you can think super fast. This is a famous quote from Miles. I actually do not remember the context, so look it up and put it on the forum and you get brownie points. By whom, I don't know, but it'll be fun. Somebody said, Miles, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing out there. And he, of course, was famous for his pithy little scratchy voice sayings. And he said, when they play fast, you play slow. When they play slow, you play fast. That's a famous quote from Miles. And so we also have the short attention span jam, which I wrote not strictly for you guys, but we're going to come to that later, where the tempo is all related to each other. So fast that I want you to count in one, and I'm going to demonstrate if you could see my finger. Sorry, that's the wrong tune, but my bad. This one. Line three, one, two, three, four. Line four, one, two, three, four. Line five, one, two, three, four. Line six, two, three, four. Line seven, one, two, three, four. Line eight, one, two, three, four. Top. That's how you're gonna count. It's that fast. If you want, as we listen, I can say top every time we hit it. If you want me to. Who wants me to do that, and who thinks that would just be annoying and distracting? You want me to say top when we hit it? All right. So, but yeah, that's how you follow. As soon as we start, and the melody, you know, to be familiar, a little familiar with the melody is helpful too. Like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's two lines right there. You see that? If you read music, it helps a lot too. Do the best you can. I will say top every 32 bars. Go ahead.
So the bassist was playing in two.
Yeah, but he's going to play in four as well. And actually, while you listen, I'm glad you brought that up. While you listen, I'm going to ask you afterwards, what devices, like, do these guys sound relaxed at such a ridiculously fast tempo? And if so, how do you think they stay relaxed, and what musical techniques do they employ to keep relaxed? Here we go.